And I need to add Nessa and I need to add Big Fabby.
Yay! I'm so excited about that.
Did you hear his first show?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear it yet.
Is it him basically going, yeah, for about a million to her show?
Now, Anthony, here's the thing. You need to catch your ass up, because every time we talk about something about podcasts, you have no idea what we're talking about. So get your ass on iTunes and start listening to people's podcasts.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and it is episode 14 for the 20th of February. Today, we're just going to talk about different things, a little memory lane music, as expected, and basically just some general ruination. Me! Oh, Lord. Well, everyone, we have reached Hump Day, and I hope that there's some humping in your life on this Hump Day, because, you know, that's really what it's all about, is the good old humping and the Chick-a-fil. The Fat One here has been on some podcasts, and I don't know if you listen to other podcasts or not, but you really do need to listen to Archer's new podcast that came out on it came out on Monday. You know, he's gone back to that stupid ass way of posting. I don't know when the fuck it came out, but it's the one when I was on there and we answered questions, these questions that Tom the Ramble Redhead had sent out to all the podcasters, and so we answered it online on his show. And y'all, I'm just going to tell you something. Archer said some things on there that I'm just thinking maybe he shouldn't have said. That's all I'm going to say. Because the podcasting world is just not the right place to say some of the things he said. So, there. If that doesn't get you over there, then nothing, and I do mean nothing, will. Now, folks, I have talked to you about different podcasts and all, and I play some little clips at the beginning of my show each day and all this kind of stuff, but you really do need to go and listen to Vera Speaks For Real, because it, and there's a link over there in the Fat Favorites, but it really is, I think that Vera is Big Fatty's alter ego on the left coast, because lots of things that Auntie Vera Charles says, I mean, it might as well be coming out of Big Fatty's mouth, because, I mean, just lots of things. He's got, like, the husband. Well, I don't have one of those and don't really want one of those, but he made the husband grow the long hair because he likes the long hair. Well, Big Fatty loves some long hair. And he talked about going out and picking up some street trash on Hollywood Boulevard. Well, I've not picked it up on Hollywood Boulevard, but, you know, on the East Coast, probably so. So, anyway, I'm just telling you, go over and listen to Auntie Vera Charles, because he's fabulous. He just really is. Now, I'm over here at the WWW, so I'm going to go ahead and say hello to Sharon Fluitz. Sharon Fluitz, as in sharing fluids, I guess. And Sharon is wearing a big old red hat, and she is the Safe Sex Church Leader, and she has joined the listener map. And we also have Nicole, and Nicole has joined from the Dallas, Texas. And Nicole looks an awful lot like a cartoon character. And I'm just going to double check. You know, we always have to go down through the middle of it to make sure we hadn't skipped anybody, because I just do not want to listen to it. Now, on yesterday's show, I was chewing on the conversation hearts, or as I would say, the conservation hearts. And I got a little e-letter from Michael in Stuttgart, and he says that I sound like I've got some pretty impressive chompers. Is that right? Is that what he said? Let me just look at it real quick here. By the way, did y'all like the Super Chicken music? I love Super Chicken. Yes, he said that... I have terrific jaws. That's what it is. And I was chomping on the conservation hearts. In fact, I'm going to have another of them right now. And if it drives you crazy that I'm eating this, then so be it. Oh, Lord. Okay. I'm just going to have the one. Now, other podcasts that the Fat One has been on recently. I was over on the Remarkably Mark, and we talked about the Big Brother over there. And y'all, I haven't seen the Tuesday night episode yet, because I'm recording this before the Tuesday night episode. But I do know that there is going to be some major, major, major drama on the Big Brother tonight. And something is going to happen tonight that's never happened before. So, anyway, I hope you're watching it. And then Wednesday night will be the first live eviction. And I'm sure that Julie Chen, the Chenbot, as we refer to her, she is going to probably fuck it all up as bad as Big Fatty does. Now, I also posted on the www. I'll just remind you, you do not have to use that. I have posted the boys of the American Idol, and they all performed on Tuesday night. And if you miss that, they have it over in the iTunes store. You can go and watch it for free, each of their performances. But I've got all their pictures posted over there, and you can go look at them. And y'all, there's some old guys on here. There's some 29-year-olds and 28-year-olds. I didn't think you could be that old and be on American Idol. I thought it was only like up to 26 or whatever. But there's some young ones on there too. There's a couple of 17-year-olds and an 18-year-old, and so go over there, a couple of 18-year-olds. Go over there and take a look at the boys from the American Idols, and go listen to them sing. It's only the boys singing on Tuesday night, and all the girls are singing on Wednesday night. And put your votes in over there as to who you think will win, or who you'll be touching, or not who you'll be touching, but when they're performing, you'll be touching yourself. Oh, Lord, I am fucking this up. Okay, so I think that's all the podcast poop that I have for you today. Now, I do want to let you know, I've mentioned this a couple of times, that I am going to be going down to the Fort Lauderdales, and I'll be flying out of Charleston on the 29th and getting there that afternoon, and then I'll be in Fort Lauderdale the night of the 29th and the night of the 1st. And now all of this is over there on the www up there at the top of the heap where it says Ruining Your City. That's where Big Fatty's travel plans are. So if you ever want to know where Big Fatty is going, he will put it out there because he wants to meet you somewhere so that you can buy him a beverage. But anyway, I'm going to be staying at the Inn Leather, which might horrify some of you, but I plan on recording a show probably that Friday, so I might have a horror picture or two or a horror story or two. Maybe I'll record it on Saturday, that way I'll have a horror evening under me, so to speak. Then I'll post it on that Monday. Now, I'm getting on my cruise ship on the 2nd of March, but my friend Larry Cly, who was one of the original co-hosts of the Little Fatty Cast, he and I are sharing a stateroom. And then we've got two mutual horror friends that are staying in the stateroom next to us, and we have adjoining rooms. And so we are going to be on the ship. We each have our own little balcony rooms, and we're in the concierge class, which of course means that we get the bottle of champagne when we enter the room, and then there's the fresh flowers daily and the daily canapes that are delivered to the room, and we have the special fancy-ass bathrobes, and of course the veranda, and just all kinds of express luggage delivery. Great. And all that kind of stuff. But you can find out more about the Big Cruise, and that's over there under Ruining Your City also. I think I've got that posted over there. Yeah, I've got the Atlantis Caribbean Cruise posted over there, and you can click on that and see where Big Fatty is going to be going. But the reason I bring this up is that the week I'm at sea, obviously, you're not getting a podcast every day. Now, what I'm hoping to do is to have a couple of the gays episodes in the can. That's it. Have a couple of those in the can and play those or upload those from the ship while we're out at sea, and maybe give you, 5 minutes of what's going on out at sea or whatever. And then I don't get back until the 9th, and I don't get back in Charleston until midnight that night. So I can assure you, you are not going to have a podcast on Monday the 10th of March. And then we'll talk a lot the rest of that week about what I did on the cruise. And, some of you will probably, need a vomit bag. And some of you will probably touch yourself inappropriately. Right, Michael in Stuttgart? Let's hope so. Let's see. Still not on the iTunes yet, but, there is a vigil going here in the Fat Cave. I've lit a candle, and so hopefully the gods of the iTunes store will look favorably upon the fat one soon, and will... I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know what? I do know what the fuck I'm talking about, and that's the Memory Lane music. So, you know what? Let's just get to it right now and stop listening to me gabble. Gabble? God, I cannot even fucking talk today. Man! Well, today's Memory Lane music was really one of Big Fatty's favorite sitcoms when he was growing up. And here's a little hint about today's Memory Lane music. It reminds me of the early days of QCast Connecticut. And I'm just going to leave you with that little clue right now and see if you can figure it out after you hear the music. Here we go. Okay, well, did you recognize that? That was the opening theme from the sitcom called Hazel. And Hazel starred Shirley Booth and Don DeFore and Whitney Blake. And as Bobby the Little Boy, his name was... No, excuse me. Harold the Little Boy, his name was Bobby Buntrock. And I always... For some reason, I've always remembered the name Bobby Buntrock. I just thought that was... an interesting last name. He's probably a big old homo or something like that now. But it ran from 1961 to 1966. The first season was in black and white, and the final four were in color. And the first four seasons were on NBC, and then it moved to CBS, which, of course, killed it. And but Hazel was a live-in maid, and she worked for the Baxter family. And now, did you figure out why this reminded me of the early days of the QCast Connecticut podcast? Huh? Did you? Huh? Well, that's because Hazel would call Mr. Baxter Mr. B. And now, you know, and that is Super B's original name before it was changed by Scotty in Australia to Super B. But Mr. B, Hazel would always go, Mr. B, Mr. B. And anyway, it was a great show, and it's out on DVD, actually. At least the first season of it is, I think. And it was the first season was released in 2006. Is that where – did I read that correctly? Yes. The first season of Hazel was released to DVD in 2006. So if you want to pick up a little memory lane TV show that would be a good one for you. So, Big Fatty loves the Hazel. Now, y'all, I have got some places that I want to go when I'm down in the Fort Lauderdale. And if any of you have any suggestions of fun places to go in the gay Fort Lauderdale, please let the Big Fatty know. Perhaps you've traveled there before. Some of the featured hotspots on the gay Fort Lauderdale.com are the Dudes Bar, and that's where you will find the hottest men dancing for men in the Dancers Lounge, or you can enjoy yourself in the Piano Video Lounge. Now, I think I'll go with the Dancers Lounge. George's Alibi, I hear it's pretty good. Bill's Filling Station. I understand they have a good group of kind of just masculine menses that go there, especially on Friday afternoons for kind of the end of the week beer bus kind of thing. The Cubby Hole is kind of the same thing, except I think it's more bearish. The Ramrod, I can assure you that Big Fatty will be going to the Ramrod because that is the leather bar in the Fort Lauderdale's. Now, there used to be an Eagle there also, but I'm not sure there's still an Eagle in Fort Lauderdale. I think that's now the Jackhammer or something like that, so I'm not quite sure what the whole story of that is. I tell you what, Bill, the gay construction worker, you're down there in the Orlando. Michael, Mr. B, British John, you're down there. Ricky from the Foul Monkeys and Herb. Ricky, I know you've been to Fort Lauderdale. Tell me some good places to go when the fat one is down there. And, you know, I will be most appreciative. Of course, you know, Big Fatty will find a good time regardless of where he is. My goodness gracious. I said my goodness gracious. We have reached the end of another train wreck. Although this one wasn't too much of a train wreck. I just blabbered and babbled and couldn't fucking talk or anything like that. Now, I am going to tell you on an upcoming show about some of the excursions I'm going to take when I'm on my cruise. And I think maybe you'll be a little surprised by some of them and not so surprised by others. But that'll have to wait for another day, another day, another day. And so I guess I'm done. And you're fat. And damn it, I need some voice letters. So get off your ass and go call me. Here comes the number. Me! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This is has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.